Mexicans are going to the polls today to elect a new president and a new Congress. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us on the line from Mexico City. Lourdes, start with the basics. Who are the candidates primarily, and what do they stand for?
Well, Felipe Calderón is on the right side of this candidacy. He is promoting free trade. Calderón was a former energy secretary who worked for sitting president Vicente Fox. He's Harvard educated, and he wants to make Mexico more competitive and integrated into the global economy. On the left is Andrés Manuel López Obrador. His slogan is that the poor must come first. He's a former mayor of Mexico City, whom people really either love or loathe. He wants to begin a big spending campaign to create jobs, and he wants to renegotiate the North America Free Trade Agreement. In third place is the candidate of the party that ruled Mexico for 71 years. That's Roberto Madrazo. He's been trying to kind of occupy the middle ground in what has become a very polarized debate here. You know, this race presents a very stark choice for Mexicans. Go left for the first time in their history and join Latin America's wave, or move in exactly the opposite direction with Calderón and embrace globalization.
Talk a little bit more about the issues that Mexican voters are interested in. You've mentioned the economy and free trade. Elaborate a little bit.
Well, there's a couple of things happening in this election. You know, after decades of one-party rule, we're seeing real ideological divides open up in the electorate in Mexico. It's been a really vicious campaign with all sorts of attacks between the candidates. Calderón has been trying to scare the electorate by saying his rival, López Obrador, will ruin the economy. And López Obrador has retaliated by calling Calderón a candidate of the rich. So specifically, it all revolves around the economy and jobs. And, you know, voters are really interested in choosing two different ways of managing the economy and two different ways of looking into the future. One says, you know, we're going to go with globalization, we're going to try to become more competitive. And another says, actually, that's not the way to go. You know, we need to help our poor, we need to be a little bit more insular, and we need to take a tougher stance with globalization.
This is one of the most expensive elections in Mexican history. What is it that's driving up the spending?
Yeah, this election has cost over $1 billion. But the IFEN, that's the election body that oversees the vote, has had to really overcome years of rigged elections here and the resulting voter apathy. Now, Mexico actually helps train election workers in places like Iraq now. So they've really turned things around. And as they say, that costs a lot of money. But it is $1 billion that they're spending this election year.
What do you think can be expected from Vicente Fox, the incumbent president? His term doesn't end until December.
Yeah, well, you know, Mexicans had a lot of hope when Vicente Fox broke 71 years of one-party rule here and assumed the presidency in 2000. And while he has had some key successes, you know, by and large, people have felt a little bit disappointed. He faced a divided Congress, so many of the reforms he wanted to pass didn't get any traction. And so it really depends on who the next president-elect will be. If it's someone from his party, like Felipe Calderón, well, then I think you'll see perhaps more momentum in the last remaining months of his presidency. On the other hand, if they reject the path that he has taken Mexico on, which is a free market reform path, and they elect López Obrador, then I think you'll see something very different. But, you know, Mexican presidents only serve one term, so there is this saying here that they become a lame duck the day they're elected, and a lot of people have said that about Vicente Fox.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Mexico City. Lourdes, thank you so much.
Welcome.